Welcome! Today we're heading to Seville, a city that reveals itself best at an unhurried pace, through shaded courtyards, tiled walls, late afternoon plazas, and small plates shared as the evening begins. I'll guide you through its architecture, neighborhoods, food, and a gentle three-day plan. First impressions arrive through the senses. Sunlight catches whitewashed facades, bitter orange trees scent the streets, and a turn down a narrow lane can suddenly open onto a quiet little square. Seville feels theatrical, yet much of its charm is deliberately intimate. Its visual language is layered. Courtyards, arches, geometric tilework, and water all point toward the long influence of Islamic Iberia, while later Christian monuments sit beside them. Rather than treating that history as decoration, notice how these spaces create shade, movement, and calm in a hot city. Begin with the Royal Alcazar, the palace complex whose rooms and gardens reward close attention. Its Mudéjar craftsmanship is especially striking. Intricate plasterwork, tiled surfaces, and repeating patterns that slow your gaze. Give yourself room to wander instead of treating it as a checklist. Nearby, Seville Cathedral changes the scale completely. It is vast, weighty, and best approached with a little patience. The Giralda, once a minaret and later adapted as the cathedral's bell tower, is a powerful reminder that Seville's landmarks carry several historical chapters at once. Then step into Santa Cruz. This former Jewish quarter is known for its winding lanes, small squares, and enclosed-feeling courtyards. It can be busy, certainly, but an early walk or a slower detour away from the most obvious lanes lets its quieter details come through. For day one, keep your focus tight. The Alcazar, Cathedral, Giralda, and Santa Cruz. They are close enough to connect on foot, but they are rich enough to fill a day. Check entry arrangements and opening hours before you travel, particularly for the major monuments. Day 2 is for a more spacious version of Seville. Walk through María Luisa Park, where greenery offers a welcome change from stone and narrow streets, then make time for Plaza de España. Its sweeping semicircle, canals, bridges, and painted ceramic details make it one of the city's most memorable civic spaces. On day 3, cross toward Triana and leave gaps in the schedule. Browse, stop for coffee, follow the river, and choose streets that simply look inviting. A short city break often feels fuller when one afternoon has no major monument attached to it. Triana has a lively, live-in energy and a strong connection to ceramics and flamenco traditions. The river crossing matters emotionally as much as geographically. It gives you a fresh angle on the city center and a chance to trade landmark hopping for neighborhood rhythm. And tapas are part of that rhythm. Think less of a formal meal and more of a social way of eating. A few small dishes, a pause, then perhaps another stop. It invites curiosity, though it needn't become a marathon of ordering. For approachable starting points, try chilled gazpacho or the thicker salmorejo, especially in warm weather. Espinacas con garbanzos, spinach with chickpeas, offers a deeply satisfying local-style option. Order a couple of shared plates, ask what is seasonal, and let the meal unfold at an easy pace. Spring and autumn are generally the most comfortable kinds of seasons for exploring on foot. Summer can be intensely hot, so build in shade, water, and a slower midday. Central Seville is highly walkable. Public transport and taxis are useful when a longer connection would sap your energy. At religious landmarks, dress and behave with care, and remember that narrow historic streets are also people's everyday neighborhood. Keep voices low late at night, avoid blocking doorways and choose independent bars, shops, and makers when you can. Small courtesies make the visit better for everyone. The useful takeaway is simple. Give Seville 3 unhurried days and let monuments, parks, neighborhood walks, and tapas balance one another. It is a city that rewards looking twice and lingering longer. Thanks for listening and safe travels.